We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. Now, if you've downloaded this episode, hit subscribe so yes. You never have to go back and download another episode. I am one of your hosts, Bill Spadia, here with Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. We've got a very special guest who we're waiting for. His name is Mike E. Winfield. He's got a special out. He's got an hour-long special. He's been on the show before.
Is it Netflix or where's his special? Stars? We'll have to find that out.
He'll tell us.
Now it's Mike.
What is the number, by the way? I guess is this the number? Is that the right number, the 609 number? Right? That's it?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to just send it to him.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know. Now it's Mike and then the letter E because you
Winfield.
You said it fast and you're like,
Mikey. I'm like saying Mikey.
You're like Mikey Winfield. I'm like, wow, Bill and Mike are real close that he's calling him Mikey. And I felt like you don't call me J-E.
Oh my God. Like, I sent him 600 instead of 609.
Oh.
609. Maybe that's why. Why? You know what, Jessica? I should not be
in charge
of this.
It's been a very long day.
I should never be in charge of this.
Bill, maybe you're doing too much dusting. Maybe you're stardusting too much, Phil.
No, he said dust off or something, right? I got to dust off. Didn't he say that?
What?
I don't know. That was 2 weeks ago.
Sounds like such like a manly conversation, you guys.
No, like a sign off.
Like, what are
She's
you guys
still reeling
because
you were making fun of the whole location thing.
You know what? I got a great sign off for you, Bill. How about this? Later, bitches. How about that?
Think that'll work?
This has been Speaking Millennial. My name is Bill Spadia. Later, bitches. Like that.
That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
I think that Bill Spadia is a catty girl.
So
works well.
So you know Mikey Winfield. Have you met Mikey Winfield?
I don't know Mike Winfield. I've not met him. We have not, our paths have not crossed.
He is a great comic. And he's on the line right now. Mike E. Winfield on the line. What's going on, Mike?
Mikey Winfield in the building. Hello, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, so say hi to my co-hosts. Jessica Nutt is here and Jay Black.
Hi.
Local comedian Jay Black here, Mike.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Is that VJ Black?
I loved how he rolled with that. That was so nice. I appreciate
that. You see that? He was thinking of the porn star, though.
Yeah,
exactly.
The porn star.
There is a...
And Jessica, what up? Hey.
Hi.
So, Mike... I said your name earlier too fast, and I had some objections. It was like I went right with the Mike E, and they're like, is it Mikey? I'm like, no, it's Mike E. What's the E for?
Right, you got to do the brief pause.
I know.
People get confused.
I'm learning. What's the E for?
Okay. Man, I wish I had something cool, man. I want something exciting, and then at the end of the day, it's Edward.
Edward. There you go. You go with the E.
There's a lot of Mike comics that do interesting things with their, like, you know Mike Kaplan, I'm sure, right?
I do. What does he do? The spelling.
Yeah, he does M-Y-K, and he said he had to do that. Yeah, because there's so many other mics in comedy, and, like, you got to try to stand out. So, like, Mike E is, like, kind of a cool way of saying, like, you know, you put your middle name in there. It sounds like Mikey. Mike Kaplan with an M-Y-K.
Sounds like a total hipster move.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it's feelings on hipsters.
Is he a hipster?
Jessica, no. I want to like him.
Mike E. Winfield is no hipster.
He's not sitting there with bad glasses that he doesn't need and listening to his stupid records, right, Mike?
Not at all. Not at all.
There you go.
Hey, man, so you got a new special out. Tell us about it. It's an hour.
Yeah, man.
Where are we going to see it?
You are going to see the special on MikeWinfield.com. I went the self-release route because, you know what? Oh, no, let me tell you this first. It's called My Side of the Story. So... everything you're about to hear, basically, is that. And, you know, after a long time in stand-up, I'm over 15 years in. It's like you get tired of everyone else making decisions about your life. And it's like there's a time when you got to man up and decide, like, yo, I'm going to gamble on myself. you know, because I've done a lot. I've been on David Letterman, and I've had, like, a Netflix, you know, like, snippets and things.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for the half hour. I'm ready for the hour, so I decided to release my own hour. I spent my own money that I made touring across the country, selling T-shirts after shows, and I'm really proud of, like, a 7-camera shoot. We prepared it in 4K. You
nice.
Can get it on the website, MikeWinfield.com, for streaming.
You know what this reminds me of, Mike? You know Steve Hofstetter? He's been on our show a couple of times.
Yeah, I know Hofstetter.
Hofstetter is a good friend of mine, and he's been doing this for years, you know, and it's this self, like, made populism of, like, you don't need the gatekeepers anymore to give you a special. He released a special 2 years ago, same deal. Filmed it himself and put it out, and, you know, his YouTube channel is, like, crazy right now.
Yeah, blew up.
And I think doing stuff like that is a great move, you know?
It's amazing. It's amazing, and I find the thing that's weird is, like, it's not about the money. I sell it for $5, you know? But when people buy it, they get to adjust the amount that they give me, and I think people are in love with the independent approach. They're just like, yo, this guy's out here, decided to gamble on himself, and, man, I've had people spend as much as $50 for my special, man. It's like, it brings tears to my face. It's amazing.
You do realize that most of those people are paying over $25 or masturbating to the special, Mike. You're aware of that,
hey,
right?
Hey, man, I'll take it. Hey, man.
You heard it here first. If you want to masturbate to Mike's special, he's okay with it.
Mike, let me apologize for my co-host. We always go into a very bizarre and sometimes dark direction. I don't know why. Hey, so give us a little snippet. What's it about?
It's people the money. You don't know what people are going to do with it. That's the way of the world. You put it out there and you let people do what they do.
So give me a little bit. What can people expect with the special? Is it your stand-up act, or is it a little bit of a hybrid?
And where'd you film it too?
It is 100% stand-up, and it is also 100% real. And it's just literally me telling a story, you know, about things that people see every day, experiences that we all live. You know, the fact that I'm married and my wife is older and me and my stepson are like the same age. You know, man, I go into that and I get very specific, and there's jokes, and it's so relatable. And I think it's important because there's so many themes in it. You know, there's themes of love. There's themes of being a strong step parent, you know, which is always looked at, I hate it, in a negative angle, like, oh, it ain't my kids, or you ain't my dad. Like, that's not the relationship me and Stepman have. Like,
Stepman, I like that. Stepman. That's good.
Yeah, and it's my step homie. Right. We're like each other's guy, you know? And then it also shows the importance of a strong mom in the house, that sometimes she's taking care of two kids. So it opens up, you know, like, just a whirlwind of relatability. And I feel like that's the best part. I get to connect in this thread to so many different people.
Where'd you film it, Mike?
I filmed it in Sacramento. And this is what I'm getting a lot of lately. You know, everyone is like, man, it's beautiful and it's hilarious. But, you know, why didn't you film it in the theater so you could give them the illusion? I'm like, I don't have to give an illusion. You know, I mean, a lot of the comedians you see performing in these theaters are not even selling out theaters. So I'm not the guy to do that. I did it in a club in Sacramento, and I shot it over 4 shows. One was, like, for audience background and things like that, but I shot it over the 6 shows. I sold out 3 of the shows, you know, and that's my real life right now, and that's what I wanted to present, is how I get down now. And I feel like comedy in its best form is intimate and close.
I would agree with you that if you've performed both at clubs and in the theater, theater shows, the timing always throws me. I mean, it's nice that they laugh like they do, but, like, I'm always trying to start the next joke because it is, you know, completely the timing's off. Club timing is so much different and realer to what we do.
Why? Because there are fewer people?
Well, because more intimate, you can see them. You know, if you do a theater, you know, a lot of times there's, like, an orchestra pit between you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hofstetter and I did a theater show in Ohio. We had 3,000 people, which is awesome. Yeah. But then you tell a joke, and it has to travel all the way up to the room and then all the way back. You know, it's like,
I
told...
Wait.
Yeah, I told like a half hour's worth of jokes over an hour. You know, you're just like, well, okay.
Because you pause it. You wait.
I feel like a front man during the solo. Like, all right, I'm going to go have a glass of water where you guys laugh. Thanks. You know, it's nice, but the timing is completely off.
And I think that's great because the people there definitely appreciate it. But I feel like in a video form, you want to give the viewer, you know, what you would call the best version of yourself. And however you think that is, then you should do it. And that was being in a club for me. And it's well done. It's very well shot. 7 cameras. It looks like I would like it to look.
I can't wait to see it.
That's great.
Yeah. When's it going to be released? Is it out now?
It's just out, right?
It is available now. MikeWinfield.com now.
Can you link to it? You're linked on your Twitter page too, right? And you're at Mike E. Winfield.
I am at Mike E. Winfield. And yes, it's linked on my Twitter page. It's linked on, you know, my Facebook page. And you can see it. It's great, man, because, I mean, I got a bunch of feelings off my chest. And it was a wearing time.
Sounds like it was a little therapy, with that comedy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
The up and down. I've been married for way longer than people know, and a very long time. And you learn a lot through the course of that. And I feel like I was able to get that off my chest.
You could always tell how long somebody's been married by the sigh that they give when they say, like, "Yeah, I've been married for like a long time." When you hear that woof, you're like, "Yeah, no, that there's a guy who's been through some battles."
Oh man, right. And I think the most important part of this, you know, because everyone has, this is great. They have the expectations for you. And I just think they should just share it. You know, like if they enjoyed it, I've given them the power and the liberty to share it with whoever they want to.
So no DRM is what you're saying. So, Mike, quick question for you. You've been married a long time. I've been married a long time, too. In fact, I met my wife before I started doing stand-up. Is she as over your stand-up is my wife is over my stand-up? Because I'm sure if I showed my wife a special, she would just be like, yeah, okay, no, I've seen these jokes, Jay.
Good. Yeah,
this is good. Okay. Did you do the dishes? What are you doing? Who cares about this?
Oh, man, you know, I think as I remember how bad it was in the beginning. She was there in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the beginning is when you're not able to craft the joke as well. So it was very offensive. It was hurtful. You know, and I feel like that wasn't my message in this special to just come out. I'm not like...
Hopefully not towards her.
Yeah, you know, it's no malice. So I tell stories that, you know, are real and she can relate. And I think she was on my side on this one, which is remarkable.
Mike, what scene did you come up in when you say, like, when you first started? Were you part of that cringe group in New York? Or, like, where'd you come up?
I started in Northern California. So I'm talking in an hour and a half span. We had, like, 7 clubs between San Francisco, Sacramento, Oakland, Stockton, you know, San Jose. And doors were open for me.
How old were you when you started, Mike?
What's that?
How old were you when you started?
Very young. Very young.
He was 4 years old. He's 19
six,
now.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, got out the gate very early, and I've been doing it for quite some time now. And
Mike, you're winning, though. You're winning, man.
You know, I don't know if you ever feel like you are. You know, I've had amazing things happen, and this is just another part of the joy, man. Like, guys I look up to are like the you know, the Pryors and the Carlins who had multiple specials and they were able to release their art and move on. That's who I am first as an artist. I just love creating, throwing it out there, and then I get to work on the next thing. It's just a great feeling.
Mike, I feel like I've seen your name on the NACA circuit. Have you done the NACA's?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's probably where we would have run into each other because I do a bunch of those. Who reps you for that?
Gina Kirkland Productions.
Sure.
And I'm sure I've seen you there, and I remember. Yeah, right.
I was the goofy-looking, self-hating guy.
Oh, man.
I don't know who he is.
That sounds, you sound like my wife.
Trey Black.
That sounds like my wife trying to tell me if she had an orgasm or not.
She did a great job. You were wonderful. You thrusted really good.
So are you still on the road after the special? The special's out. You still doing on the road? You coming back to the Stress Factor anytime?
Okay, man, that's great. So now that the special is out, that's when you want to get on the road. Because now you're, like, touring from it. You're telling people. And, man, like I said, I've been doing it so long now. I'm, like, already in a whole different crop of material, you know? And, yes, the Stress Factory, I'm booked there in June. June 21st to the 23rd.
That's great. Awesome.
So we got to have you. You got to come back. You got to stop by the radio station.
We're
going
to do another podcast with him, too, live, if he's here.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you good with that? Let's do that, especially if he's here. We can do it in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah, the morning. You know what I remember about the morning? It was such a great time. I remember we had people calling in, and they would tell jokes, and I'd have to judge them. Do you know some of those people still hit me up?
You know what? That I believe.
Mike, if I could give you some advice, having filled in now for Bill a couple of times, when you get here in June, try to say something positive about Hillary Clinton. The calls will be avalanchal, would be the word I would use.
Hey, I noted it.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back in. All right, it's June, what'd you say? Do you know June 24th? I'll look it up. It's got to be on the calendar
21st,
now.
21st to the 23rd.
That's awesome.
You know Mike's on top of his shit that he was able to pull that up, because if you asked me right now what I was doing in June, I would just...
You don't know what you're doing in 2 hours, Jay.
No, I'm like, I might be at a Wawa. I don't know.
Man, Mikey Winfield, he is on his game.
Yes.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to get these jokes out. That's all I'm doing, man. I love it.
I love it. Hey, I saw on Instagram, you did a selfie walking out of an audition. It was funny. It was a great video. You're like, I killed it. And you were intimidating everybody walking in. What was that for?
Hey, man, that's a good one. Now I don't know. I don't remember the video.
It was crazy. He's walking out. He's like, the best thing is to pretty much intimidate everybody walking in.
All right.
I got it. I was great. It was unbelievable. It's funny.
Yeah, that's the goal, man, when you leave an audition. Man.
He's so much cooler than me. I walk out going, you guys are going to do fine. Don't worry.
I sucked.
I couldn't remember any of the lines. I cried for about 10 minutes. Goodbye.
Man, because auditions are the worst. You walk in this room, there's two people, and they're staring at you, and they're like, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Hello. You know, and it's so awkward a lot of the time.
Plus the fact, everything I know about auditions comes from backroomcastingcouch.com, the porn site. So I walk in and I immediately start disrobing, and they go, no, you don't have to do that. I was like, no, I really want to get modeling money.
You just literally flatlined Mikey Winfield.
Oh, no. Mike actually just drove into oncoming traffic, which is the proper response to that one.
Mike's like, I don't know how to take this. It's a whole new world today. I can't laugh at that.
That pause is the great. After you finish a joke and you hear the pause.
I've often said that the difference between a professional comic and an amateur comic is how comfortable you are during that pause when the audience is like, nah, I'm going to give a no to that. Because when you're an amateur, your heart starts beating fast and you're like, I need to go in the other room. When you're a professional, you're just like, you know what? I don't really give a shit. I got other things I need to do today.
It's you that didn't get it. That's the issue.
It's your fault.
You didn't get it, audience.
I blame Spadia. I blame Spadia on that one. He didn't filter it correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not us. It's
of course. Of course. So are you doing regular auditions? Are you always looking for that next thing? Or are you just 100% focused now on what you just put out?
Well, no, I am auditioning quite a bit. I actually booked some stuff. So I filmed a show for YouTube Red. It's this new show called Liza on Demand. I shot that last week. I shot a pilot called Matt and Nick. It's being shopped right now. It's a half-hour comedy pilot. And that's another thing. I mean, that's what you'll see in the special. I think it'll stand out is that I love acting. I mean, stand-up is always my number one, and I believe it always will be.
Yeah.
But I love act-out. I love physical comedy, you know? Guys like, like John Ritter. That's not his real name, is it? Yeah, it was.
John Ritter, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, from Three's Company.
He's
right,
gone.
Right, yeah, you know?
Funny, though.
Those guys push me. They motivate me. I love seeing that stuff, and I feel like we don't see it in comedy enough.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great
stuff.
All right,
man. Hey, so the special is 1 hour. You can get it at MikeWinfield.com. and follow you on Twitter at Mike E. Winfield. And hey, man, I am looking forward to having you back here. So we'll work it out for the radio when you're doing the Stress Factory in June. We'll be in touch. And good luck. You're killing it.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for the time, man. Nice talking.
You bet, Mike. Take care.
You got it.
All right, bye. All right, that's the great Mike E. Winfield.
Yes, thank you.
He's fantastic. Great. Really good.
Isn't he? He's...
you got it.
I get it? Okay. He is hilarious, mm-hmm. right? I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors. Great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
And all right, so you both awkwardly did not respond.
Yeah, because... What do you like? She's sharing your location with us. So that's what you get.
I thought I was being funny. Apparently, I was not. Here's why I did that. It was hard to do. I was trying to prove the point whether you could share your location accidentally.
Yeah.
I don't know how I actually did it. I think I hit information. Oh yeah. So I hit info. So it, look at this. It's two hits. You got to go to the top and hit info. Then I've got to go to stop or share my location.
No. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah, but it's two clicks. It's not like
you can't.
Does it tell you I stopped doing it?
It will tell you that you stopped. Yes.
Wait, we all think he was flirting with me. No one.
Well, yeah, I'm 100% convinced he was.
I didn't. I'm sticking up for the guy. I don't think he was.
This
flirting.
Is
I
so
think
much. Was, you are so much a Trump supporter.
This has it
is
nothing to do with
no. It is. It is so this. Much. It's the mentality of you going. I believe him. Those 16 women, they probably are colluding. So the wait. Guy said he didn't
here's,
do it.
Here's the point I'm making. I was actually backing your point up. But I needed the evidence. See, unlike the Democrats who come after Trump with no evidence, I like to have evidence. So I had to click the I.
Uh-huh.
Then I had to go down and click share my location. Then I had to make a decision on do I want to share for an hour, share until the end of the day, share indefinitely,
uh-huh.
or cancel. So three clicks.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's hard to do three clicks by accident.
I'm just laughing about the original 100%. Text message that I sent.
That you sent to him?
Yeah, to you.
Oh my God, the college?
Yes, the side text.
Oh, that was funny.
Wait, what's this?
We side text sometimes like, while we have guests.
How would he have an amazing relationship with his stepson unless he's not like paying for his college?
See how cynical that is?
Yeah. I think so that's very cynical.
You're so cynical.
He probably makes so much money. He's been on all these big TV shows. Though,
he is one of the nicest guys.
Yeah,
that we've had on.
Yeah,
that was his genuine personality.
I know him from the NACA circuit.
And he hung out good to do promos.
And he remembers
with me.
You.
That's what makes him a good dude.
Oh, I felt the same way.
Yeah, if he knows me,
he
then
remembered
he's good.
The show.
Yeah,
with the stupid, you know, guest spots we did. It was horrible.
By the way,
it was horrible.
Jake,
it was so funny.
Remember, you were here.
Jake from Stardust from 2 weeks ago just texted me or emailed me.
First off.
His location weird and shirtless.
Very, isn't that weird?
And secondly, he pushed Keen up to top recommended things.
No, he did he really?
Yeah, so if you go there now, he's like the 12th most recommended person.
That's awesome.
And also, he definitely wants to come back and do the radio. So
well, he should probably verify me first.
He should probably verify you. And I'm thinking, there. I don't know if Jake is listening right now. Because
and he should add Chasing News.
What is King going to do with all those followers?
He does three to five of these a night. He does sketches. You got to check it out.
He's funny. He's a funny kid.
He's got a lot of funny jokes on there. I'll show you one of his sketches. But we should talk to them about cross-promotional hosting. We should get them to sponsor us. They should be one of our sponsors.
Talking about Stardust.
Stardust. Because, I mean, think about it. We're all media presences, you know? I mean, some bigger than others in the sense that you are much bigger than me and Jessica. But if we did, like, regular Stardust.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Jessica, she's blowing up right now. Right?
I'm a regional comic.
By the way, we have a big event coming up.
Yeah, March 24th.
Speaking of that.
Which will be next. This is dropping on March 21st.
So get your tickets at Sarcasm. Is it Sarcasm Comedy? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I'll tweet out a link. Go to Twitter.
Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt.
Yeah.
And she'll have the link on her. Yeah. And then follow me at Bill Spadia. Don't follow Jay. Just know that when you get to the porn star site, that's not him.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. You know what? Right? I'm not on any social media. I'll join Stardust if they start, promoting us.
I was wondering, are you on it? Because you're talking about it like you know
so
all about
I'm
it.
So I'm on it. I haven't actually done anything with it. I only follow my son. And every time he like does
Wait,
something.
Can I follow you?
You can follow me. I don't have
are you
anything.
On it too?
I signed up while I was talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should sign up.
All right, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, because let's get them. They may A, want to sponsor. B, we could certainly have some conversations about our new projects.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about with the, I don't know if we can talk about it yet, but
I don't know if we can.
I mean, by this time, March 21st, maybe we could. I don't know. It's probably best not to do it.
Know.
We have a new project that would actually.
What are you guys talking about?
We have a new project. A new movie project.
That is going to be
exciting.
A very, shall we say, like a lot of cross-promotional opportunities.
There'll be a lot of cross-promotional
And the fact that there's only four of them. Because they said it was a 4-person team, 2 weeks ago, if you're listening to the podcast, I feel like if you, talk to them, they might be like real fast and loose with like, hey, sure, let's just give it a shot. You know,
I'm kind of stuck on the fact that Chasing News is not on here.
Is it the smiley face emoji app?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Bill, you got to call him and work your magic. Yeah. I want Stardust to promote us.
Mike Winfield's stand up, because that's cool that he released it himself.
I don't remember if I went to the show. I've seen him on YouTube. Like I've seen clips of his stand-up.
He's a funny dude.
He did. I think we had him on. You were here because we were doing the segment.
Oh, yeah.
He was in here for like an hour. He killed.
You know what I liked about
him? Just naturally funny.
What I liked about him was he was like smiling when he was on the phone. You could hear the smile in his voice.
Yeah.
Because most comics are like,
he just sent me a note. He's like, hey, man, thanks.
Did he share his location?
He did not share his location.
Hey, man,
interestingly enough, he did not.
He was totally flirting with you, Jessica. I am 100% convinced.
So when does this air? He's going to tweet it out. So I'll send him. I'll tell him. I'll
March
send you
21st.
A link. I'll send
He is going to be episode 50.
Ooh.
2 weeks before our big anniversary.
When am I talking now? I feel. By the way, speaking of this, you know how I have a thing with time travel?
Yeah.
So I got the time traveler.
You reached out to him.
Kristen already talked to him.
Really?
His name is Noah. He's from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Passed a lie detector test online on video.
You know what that means? That means that he's so delusional.
That he believes. He voted for
Trump? Go ahead. What?
No. That he believes his own bullshit. That's.
Aren't you fascinated by the time travel guy?
No.
You're not?
I'm fascinated.
I'm so disappointed.
No, I'm going to tell you this.
This is Jay's therapy, and Jay doesn't want anyone else stepping on his therapy zone.
That's what it is.
You're
jealous of Noah the time traveler.
I just recognize pathological behavior.
Right, I'll send you a link. It's going to be episode 50. I'm just sending this to Mikey Winfield.
You know what? Whenever you deal with it.
Wait, so he's.
March 21st.
Randomly sent me this article about time travel. And I'm like, why did you send.
Okay,
this is the weirdest, most random thing. And you're like, no. Like, for guests.
And
like, I should just read that.
So should I feel happy that you responded, though?
Because
I thought I was going to get crickets.
It was so weird.
I sent you the wrong article. There were two time travelers.
Yeah.
I got them confused. There was one guy that kind of blew up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Noah. No, he did. He blew up on YouTube. You got to look at it. It's like a million hits. So his name is Noah. He's from 2021.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And he's stuck here. And there are two videos. One of him taking the lie detector test. and passing, mind you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And two, of him sobbing because he can't get back to 2021.
You know what? If he just waits, he'll get there.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Just wait.
It's not like 2355.
Right, it's like a couple years away. You're not going to be dead before it gets here.
Maybe he's weeping because he knows all the weird stuff Trump is going to do between now and 2021. He doesn't want to live through it. He's like, I don't want to live through the third North Korean war.
He agrees with my... prediction that Trump is going to win big in 2020. But then what's interesting is he said there'll be a president in 2030.
Wait, how's he from 2021?
See, this is the whole time travel thing. He's from 2021. The government releases the time travel technology to the public in 2028.
Oh, I see.
In 2030, he jumps back. But he wants to get back to 2021. I guess it started all over again. I'm not sure.
He
won't call the radio show.
Because he doesn't have a phone because he's a lunatic.
No.
He won't call because he can't scramble his voice.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So he's going to Skype with me after the show. And I'm going to film it on Skype and
put
it on the website.
You're going to film it? Is he okay with
that? Yeah, I told him. I said, look, we're going to put this on the website. And then if it's good enough and I'm in one of those moods, we may just put it on Chasing. Mm-hmm. Now, not all the executive leadership is on with my time traveling.
Bill, yeah. I got two things that I want you to do. When you're looking at the Skype video, I want you to just say, hey, could you angle it? I can't quite see it. Just so you can see the hovel that I'm sure he lives in.
I think it's the real thing.
Unless he's living in a mansion that he won off of like Bitcoin money because he got in early.
Tell you the problem is you don't like the whole genre of time travel because you're a Star Wars guy.
No,
How old is he?
I'm glad you asked.
He's 106.
He's 50, but he's in the body of a 25-year-old because he has taken some special medicine that is not available now, obviously, but in 2030, it's available.
Oh, there's so much going on. You know when like the Jetsons were like a thing and everyone assumed there would be space cars and now it's like, I think we've passed the year.
Well, there are in 2030. We're not there yet. That's all.
By the way, two quick things. One, the greatest thing I ever saw was the theory that the Flintstones and the Jetsons take place at the same time. Because if you look at the fact that they're all on stilts, like their cities are on stilts, that they said that there was some sort of nuclear holocaust and that all the rich people got to go up onto the stilt stage.
So like Fred was a rich guy.
Fred was down on the ground where everything reverted back to olden times because of the nuclear holocaust.
Is that how Kazoo comes in?
That would actually make a lot of sense in the grand theory.
Kazoo. Yeah.
Is that going to be in 2030?
Well, I don't know.
So, okay.
Do you know Kazoo? You're not a Flintstone fan.
Great Kazoo.
I feel like that.
Hello, it's a dumb bird.
Dum dum.
Hello, dum dum.
It's a bird, right?
No, it's like a green magical Martian. green guy. I don't know.
No.
It's a great kazoo. Now, okay, Bill, other thing.
Dum dum?
That guy.
He used to say dum dum.
Hello,
which
dum-dum.
Is why we were hoping dum dum would win the poll of the hate. I'm now getting hate tweets. It's like a barrage. So the other day we added up, half a dozen before 8 o'clock. So I posted the four best, asked people to vote. They picked one. I forget which one it was. But then today, I got them all before 7 o'clock.
But luckily, they were all nerfed, so you didn't actually
feel
it.
Yeah. They were all nerfed.
But no, listen.
Was that comfortable?
Yeah.
I feel like I took your chair.
I'm really fine. It's okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Bill, I gotta say this. If he is living in a hovel, which I am predicting he will, this time traveler, he's not a time traveler because he didn't come back and bet on like big on the Eagles.
Think about this for a minute. If you went back, I wouldn't remember. I don't remember Super Bowl winners now.
Oh, really?
Like, I would be a mess if I went back in time. I'm like, oh, shit. What was that? Who won again?
If I sent you back to 2000, I'm pretty sure you could make some money.
I feel
I'm
like
pretty
it's,
sure
I probably could.
You could invest in Apple at $22. You would know that, hey,
there'd
I think
be
Apple did really well.
I would know.
So you would be
and
able.
If you were a gambler, you'd probably know more about who won the Super Bowl.
It's true. I'm not a gambler. So see, that's the other thing.
But you would find a way to make money because that's what you would do. If you send me back to 2000,
I think I would
be a millionaire in 18 months. Now, if this guy lives in a hovel, which I'm predicting he will.
What is a hovel?
Hovel, like a bad house, like a hut.
Shelter.
Okay.
So number one, he'll live in a hovel. Number one. Number two.
So picture like the corrugated tin and a piece of wood holding it up.
I'm predicting
under a tarp.
Jars of his own urine. I'm predicting that they will be scattered about, and he'll say, no, the government wants to steal my future urine.
Speaking of that, did you read that there's an article today about how there is an inordinate amount of poop in Alaska on the big glacier that everyone climbs because they it just freezes.
Oh, they just go up there and poop.
Well, so they've got a huge issue, like hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Are they all pooping in the same place?
Apparently, yes.
I bet you nobody is more scared of global warming than the village that lives under that mountain. I think they're probably sitting there going, like, guys, we got to do something about this immediately. Because the second this melts,
they're gonna all move.
Hey, what happened to Granddad? Oh, yeah, he died in the shit avalanche.
Yeah, any storm you would think.
Oh,
kind of already happened.
You know, this podcast sort of took on a life of its own. It almost was like how my brain works.
I think Mike Winfield inspired it.
Yeah. Mike E. Winfield. Back to Mike E. Winfield. Thank you, Jessica, for bringing us back. Great comic.
Great guy.
And by the way, not a sponsor. We're just plugging for a friend.
Yeah.
We like him. MikeWinfield.com. Yeah. That's it. So I'm going to have him on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do another podcast with him. On a housekeeping note.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jessica's Twitter at Chasing Jess Nut, and then you can also just click on my face on NJ1015.com, and there'll be links to get tickets to the show, which is happening in just a few days at the Brook Art Center in Bound Brook.
Yep. And the only way you can follow me, I'm on the alt-right version of Twitter called Vote, V-O-A-T. You can find me there. I am called Blood and Soil 35. Be sure to follow me. I got a lot of good pro-Trump vote tweets that you can come and see me at.
Excellent.
All right. So are we good? That's pretty much it. Have we signed
off? I like how
you
just completely just zoned out. I'm not listening to a word Jay say. By the way, I'm not on vote, everybody.
I
did full-on millennial.
I think he has been writing out notes of like his sign-offs.
Me?
Him, before he gets here.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Later, bitches. You like that?
Wait,
like
is there any wedding up
other
there?
House
you're
keeping?
Much closer now to the wedding.
Oh, did you get your registry?
So my dad, apparently he knew that my boyfriend at the time was going to propose while he was on the podcast as a guest.
Oh, wow.
He knew?
And we had a whole conversation about tuxedos, and he was like, I will need one soon. And like, no one picked up on it.
Oh,
he was freaking out that he was going to spill the beans.
Wow. Did your boyfriend ask for permission from your father?
Yeah. So before my dad was on the podcast.
Nice and traditional. Isn't that awesome?
I did the same to Mike from Medford, your caller. I had to go in and ask his permission.
Now, I did the same thing. You know, with my father-in-law. And your father-in-law, however, unlike my father-in-law, calls a radio station every day.
Quite a lot.
I think he wants to fight with me over the Lusitania. I think that's really what it comes down to. He's upset about the munitions that he alleges were on board, and there's a whole thing, and clearly there was something going on, but he's got a whole theory about the government role and what they knew and when they knew it.
So my father-in-law said, when are you going to be on Spady again? And I was like, oh, I'm calling in to promote the podcast this morning. And he's like, oh, what's the topic? Should I call in? And I was like, I don't think you're listening.
Yeah.
The topic is I'm calling in to promote the podcast.
Right.
So should I listen and then call in? I'm like, no, I don't think you're understanding. Like, you're not on the podcast. Like, you know, if you want to say you like it, sure.
And he's an expert in many topics.
Yes.
Whether it's school shootings or, you know, medical issues, heroin, everything.
I went ice fishing with him early on.
You went ice fishing?
Yeah.
I find that near impossible to
That
believe.
Was when my wife knew I loved her. Because he invited us to his cabin.
Where's it cold enough to ice fish?
Well, not anymore because, you know, Trump. But at the time, we were living in a world that had ice in it. And
the ice world.
That's right.
Yes.
We were
Hoth. Yeah. Right.
But I was up at the Poconos, and my father-in-law was like, let's go ice fishing. And I was like, I'll go do that. I did it once. I stood next to him while he ice fished, and I was like, that was fun. And I left. That was the closest I got to actually ice fishing.
All right, let's just talk practically. Go back to the whole glacier issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where do you go when you're ice fishing? Do you have a little...
He just
tent?
Said Poconos.
Yeah,
where do you go to the bathroom?
Where do you go to the bathroom? Where do you go? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he has a lake on his Pocono property, so like...
So you would walk off the ice.
Yeah. No, you don't...
How many breaks did you take?
I took one and didn't come back.
He took a long break.
And he came back. He's like, what's happening? I was like, oh, you know, I ate some Mexican.
Does he cut a hole? Does he have like a big...
Yeah, he does. He actually cuts a hole and he sits out.
Was he alone when you left him? I feel like ice fishing, you shouldn't do alone.
You need a buddy.
Yeah.
You need a buddy.
That's a buddy system type of.
I think she's right.
You know, I bet you if you were like to do like the stats of sports with the most deaths, like it's probably like weirdly high. It's probably like, you know, extreme rugby.
And
you know,
log rolling.
Yeah, log rolling.
Like people must die. Yeah. I think it's like NASCAR. It's like why you watch log rolling.
Yeah.
Why would the guy get caught between the two logs?
I would say sport.
Is this a thing?
It's a total thing.
Yeah.
Was it in the Olympics?
No, it should be. Why is log rolling not in the Olympics?
Curling's in the Olympics. Yeah. I feel like log rolling could be curling, up there.
Of all the silly sports, yeah. How does curling make it?
I feel like it's got to have, like, first off, the Canadians probably, that was the only thing that they pushed for in the history of curling? The world. They were probably like, hey, you can do whatever you want, eh? It's no big deal. And then they're like curling, and they're like, come on, eh?
Do you know I have Twitter haters because of my comments on curling?
What? That the men's...
I dissed curling. The men's national, that's not a sport.
The men's national team, the best thing I saw was a tweet that said they look like a bunch of guys who just tried to get away from their wives and things got out of hand. That's not mine. That was a tweet that somebody put out.
Like that episode of South Park?
Yeah.
Where they got stuck in the Little League World Series?
Yeah, they're like, we just want to be away from our wives. Because they have guts and mustaches and they're just like...
Yes. Yeah, it's not a sport.
No.
And they're like, with the Swiffer or whatever the hell they're using.
Any sport.
It's nuts.
Any sport you can drink during is not a sport. That's the best way to know. That's why bowling isn't a sport.
I feel like some of the snowboarders are also drinking during the Olympics.
Oh, there's no question.
No, they're not drinking, Jessica. They're smoking.
They're smoking.
That is a very weed-friendly sport. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't like the Winter Olympics because so much of the Winter Olympics is built on a bunch of pretentious judges going, that spin wasn't very good. Who knows? Every figure skater I see, I go, I can't do any of that. That's amazing. 10 out of 10.
I've only ice skated once in my life.
Really? I used to ice skate all the time. My dad wanted me to be.
I wasn't bad.
What, you know?
I'm just saying.
My dad was
did pretty good.
My dad, quick story. My dad was a hockey guy. And he got me hockey lessons for like the first 5 years of my life. I hockey all the time. And I was like, in second grade, my mom was like, hey, there's computer camp, but it runs at the same time as hockey. Now, Jay, no pressure. You can choose whatever you want. Do you want hockey? And my dad was behind my mom and he did like, And then he was like, computer. And my dad was like,
between an athlete and a mathlete.
Right. And I was like, really? I can choose whatever I want? And my mom was like, yeah. And I was like,
what'd you choose?
Computer camp.
Of course. Let's dial up.
And I believe that there is
your relationship with your dad went south right there.
It was the last time we spoke. But I believe that there is an alternate universe where I chose hockey. Where like everything went right. Like you just see me, I've got nothing but tricep muscles.
Right,
you know,
right.
I'm handsome.
You've won the Stanley Cup, the whole thing.
I was an alternate on the U.S. Olympic team in 2000. That is the alternate in the alternate world.
As high as you got in his dream.
In my dream.
You need a dream for yourself.
In my dream, I was a fourth line enforcer.
Your dreams are very limited. Oh my God. All right, so we have a big show coming up on Saturday night, March 24th. It is
it's great. It's a great comedy show.
Yeah, we're going to be awesome. Comedy show. Steve Trevelise, Jay Black, Jessica and I are going to host.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, Jessica, 22 years young.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wait, so you celebrated your birthday 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Bill, are we going to do the thing where we invite the haters to come yell at me or like judge my comedy? Have you thought about this? Have we talked
that specifically?
Yeah. Well, because
at the show or on
well,
the
because
radio?
So many of your listeners hate my guts.
Yes, yes. Well, I will invite them. Yeah. So if you hate Jay Black,
yeah.
I think that could be a hashtag. I hate Jay Black.
#IHateJayBlack. We're going to sell the shit out of this show.
I think we may give a 25% discount for someone that uses the hashtag #IHateJayBlack.
Let's do that and let's bring them in.
Idea.
And then
do you like that?
I'm 100%.
Look. You're my friend. You take the hate a little differently than I do.
What do you mean?
You can't Jessica, handle
help
it.
Me out here. What do you mean? You don't think I can't handle it?
It's going to be too much recovery time on the podcast.
I think it's going to be like 3 podcasts of therapy.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Well, we need content.
See, I genuinely like the hate.
I
feel like I'm doing something right when they hate me.
I'm wondering if I should go grab Steve.
And plug this?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to do it? Is he on the air?
Well, I saw him in the bathroom. Or do you guys?
No.
I'll get him.
Are you okay?
I just hurt myself. Did you see that?
You don't think I could take? I could take the hate.
I think Jessica may have been a little harsh on that. I wouldn't have said it. Yeah. You know, Jessica has a way of doing that. She just throws the bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't even do that. We're at like 40 minutes.
Yeah, we should probably end the podcast. But let's embrace the hate.
All right. Look, Jay, I think you've come a long way. If you're ready to embrace.
Listen, I'm a comic. This is the radio. I'm a little still. I don't know what I'm doing. On that stage, you come at me, I will destroy you.
Now, on another housekeeping thing, we've run all the ads. Everyone has already heard great things about all of our sponsors.
Yeah,
because we have five sponsors.
Wait, do we have Tito's now?
We have Tito's handmade vodka. It is the vodka of choice.
Okay, well,
it's the only vodka I have in my house.
If that's the case, we need
We
need to record that and.
Oh, I just did.
In.
I thought.
No, well, you got to give more than that. So you do the Tito's thing.
Vodka. Who doesn't know Tito's vodka? I actually go into bars and I ask them. Like, I don't order a martini. I order a Tito's martini.
Because you're American.
Yeah, I love Tito's. It is distilled 6 times. It's from Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
That's fantastic.
And I know you don't drink.
I don't. Listen, I did drink and I loved it. So I can look at it and be
Jessica,
happy.
Let's work on samples.
Yeah.
Right? We should have Tito's during the podcast.
Sure.
We should do a Tito's only podcast.
Now, housekeeping, are they involved starting like, should I put that into all of our ad runs now?
I'm thinking we should end this podcast and then talk and I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Perfect.
Anyway, goodbye.